Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 561.
Yeah, it's summer holidays, but the shop's still open, guys. Mm-hmm.
And I believe December 29 might be Brie and my anniversary. It's either 29th or 30th.
Yeah, I think it comes with 10 years on, mm-hmm. Anywhere from 10 years onwards. It's okay to forget.
So if it's if it was a 2007 we got together, that would make it 13th or 12th year.
12th year, yeah.
Is that 12, right?
12th year anniversary.
Yeah, 12 year anniversary.
Good time of year to get together or not.
Nah, I reckon if I – potentially if I was – when I propose, I think it would be potentially in the between.
Hang on. When?
Well, at some point.
Hang on, wait. This – because if you propose, that means marriage, dude.
Yeah. Well, but it means marriage but not a wedding.
Okay, nah, fair.
Potentially. But I think potentially between May and September, Bree's birthday and my birthday, it's sort of, I feel like.
Good time to.
Nothing in the middle. Yeah. So maybe like a June, July sort of thing. But then the question becomes, where do you propose? Do you propose somewhere where you want to create more memories, i.e. go somewhere that you selfishly love, or maybe not selfishly, you both love as a couple?
I'm thinking the States. Because it's hot.
But it feels quite cliche.
Yeah, no, we can time it with them when we're over there for the show.
Broadcast. Yeah. I'll give the Daily Talk Show the exclusive.
Would you do it on an episode? Or is that...
Maybe. No, but I think...
Look, Josh, I'm going to have to get you to say, will you marry me again? We lost that one. Yeah.
97 forgets press report. Yeah. No, but how much consideration when you propose to Amy in regards to where you're going to do it?
Oh, I'm a bit of a sicko. I had the spot pretty early planned out, which is why I was able to then capture
great content around
create
it.
Content around it. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And so it's you can have your plan, but then
it could go
south. For me, I conned her. It was the greatest con of my life. Like, I managed to fucking throw her off the scent.
Involved flights.
Flights, separate flights. I got her to go. Like, I needed to throw her off the scent, so I put her on a Qantas. I put her on a shittier one. I was on Qantas.
Tiger.
I put her on something. I think it might have been.
Really?
Jetstar at least. Yeah. And so we flew up to Sydney at the same time. Mm-hmm. Early flight. I was like, oh, I'll see you. Told her that I had this thing going on up there. Mm-hmm. Had nothing.
Yeah, no prospects.
Absolutely no prospects, no work. It was all bloody costing. It's a bit of rah-rah. So, I don't know. It's hard. Like, I worry about you keeping a secret. Mm-hmm. Like, even because Bree's your rock, right? You tell her everything. And mm-hmm. so, it's hard because you're lying to your best mate who you'd never lie to, right?
And then also it's around like that. Okay, if you've got joint bank accounts, I don't even know how the fuck I get access to. I have to work an extra job. Have a separate bank account to siphon off money.
What did I do? I think I borrowed cash from mum. I was like, I just can't. I've got the cash here, but I can't. She will see it, right? Sure, and so I was like, no, it's here. So I was ready to give it to her.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. I mean,
and then
the
so
business,
as soon
you can
as
do it through
Amy
the business.
Said yes, you pulled the money. Yeah. So it's like, hey, I don't actually have a job in Sydney.
Yeah.
And that bank account is actually, I owe mum 10 grand.
No, it wasn't that much, dude. I mean, yeah. I kept track of a lot of, like, I think Amy said she loved this designer and these rings. And so I made sure I kept a note of what it was. And then I bought that one and it was much, much cheaper. Mm.
Do you know what I'd love to do in 2020? Pinterest.
What?
Just more Pinterest boards. So I've started watching, I think it's called Architects Digest, AD on YouTube. And so they have all these amazing homes. It's almost
after
like
death, like this is biblical, AD.
But it's Architectural Digest.
Oh, okay, AD, so that's AD.
That's the thing.
But that's not the name, Architects Digest. AD.
No, AD is just the logo on YouTube. But they is that right? No, Seb?
Yeah, Architectural Digest.
Yeah, and so they
2.5 million subscribers.
Okay, yeah, solid. Very good. And so I subscribe to them and. They have the extreme. So they have the, like, here's the $165 million home or here's the $11 million home. And Brie and I just sort of watch and say, oh, geez, given it costs so much, they really fucked X, Y, and Z, you know. Chelsea Handler, the comedian, beautiful home. She loves books.
She's a beautiful woman.
Nah, real lovely woman. Really nice.
She's got a beautiful home.
Yeah,
home. What's the price point?
I don't know.
20?
I don't know if they specifically went. So they have sort of two bits, which is like one's the celebrity bit, the other one is more, I get the sense that it's just a real estate agent pitching, wanting you to buy the place. But off the back of that, the idea of having a Pinterest board, which I used to work with someone who would annoy me, and she was working in sort of a, it's one of those situations where you sort of work your way up in a really bizarre way. So you start off in this like obscure role and then you end up being like a social media person. And she would always say to me, oh, like we need to get on Pinterest. You get on Pinterest.
I was just like, in the interest,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. But just in the meetings, like, I didn't do anything, but I wanted to be like, you fucking idiot. Pinterest.
I see the irony that it's a social media manager.
Yeah.
Fucking it up.
Yeah. But no, but 2020, I think it is the year for Pinterest.
What are you pinning to your board, bro?
So I think that we could do.
Oh, no, don't bring us with you. What are you?
What am I doing? No, so there are some things involving the show. Potentially, like one day when we'll have a new studio, I'm going to start sort of accumulating the style and the aesthetic and the potentially like the sound. If we were to get some, there's some really cool acoustic treatment and stuff that I've been seeing. And I'm always like, that would be awesome in a new space. So sort of this idea of collecting, and maybe it's like 5 years off, maybe it's 2 years off, whatever it is.
What's Pinterest worth? A lot of people still use it?
Oh, yeah.
It is. I mean, that's one that's kind of, I never hear of it being like, here's the success. You know, it's like not the unicorn of the success.
But there are heaps. So they had that hockey stick growth.
Yeah.
And then it came down. But the interesting thing about Pinterest is they allowed affiliate links to click through.
Oh, yeah.
And so what people were doing were they were putting up great content and you can actually make cash because like say with Instagram or whatever, very hard to sort of make make that happen. With Pinterest, it was like you could put a photo of a chair that you think's amazing and then link off to something and people would buy. So big for e-com.
I mean, it's like LinkedIn heroes these days are like, TikTok, like you think about the people who have sort of made something and are noisy at the moment. You don't hear about like some Pinterest star.
Yeah. What's the Pinterest?
What are the stats around Pinterest?
$12 billion valuation.
That's okay. The
founder net worth of $1.1 billion.
Right. And how many users on Pinterest? Active monthly users? Because was Facebook? Instagram was 500
was
million.
Was it max that we're talking about?
300 million.
300 million.
TikTok has 500 million. Instagram had a billion.
Yeah,
wasn't a
billion.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But, you know,
4 billion Pinterest boards.
I mean, how many YouTube accounts are there? A billion. I think.
Have six.
Yeah, I've got five. What have you got? What are your ones?
Well, no, I just have all the. I've just got ones that have.
Every business.
Well, no, every Google app as well. Every Google Apps or whatever, you end up creating one. Do you remember Google Plus?
Oh, that was an absolute flop.
Yeah. There were a few people who thought it was going to be the big thing and just invested real heavy on it.
Gary V. I wonder if he just reels out like Google's going to be Google Plus is the next big thing and then takes those sound bites in 10 years if he got it right and then plays that. So, I
wouldn't be surprised. There was one guy, Robert Scoble, who was like big in sort of Silicon Valley space. And he would just be constantly posting on there. The whole appeal of Google Plus was Google was trying to create a more sort of social search. So when you Google something, not only are you like currently you get sort of a bespoke search results based on where you live and potentially what you've searched previously.
Or the ads at the top.
Yeah, exactly. Or the ads. But Google Plus had like photos of friends or whatever who had Google Plus like a page, liked a website. So say we could plus the Daily Talk Show and then if people follow us on Google Plus and they search podcasts, we would appear higher.
Oh, yeah. Can you check out who are the top earners on YouTube for 2019. This list always comes out about now.
Did you see all this Mr. Beast stuff?
What happened?
I was going to say, did you see this maybe 8-year-old earning $26 million?
Yeah, I think that's the top earner, an 8-year-old.
Mm.
Far
out.
That's
a lot of money.
I mean, so, Bodie's 5 years off earning $20-something million. Imagine that.
Well,
imagine that. With the, so he bankrolls the Daily Talk Show.
I'd be happy with that. Mr. Beast, he's a guy who he grew up in North Carolina maybe, and he's just this dude who did outrageous stuff like, oh, here's me in Jell-O, like in a bath of Jell-O for 2 days or whatever.
And he actually started doing stupid little Warcraft or Minecraft, those like gaming videos to start with. But he's made a lot.
Yeah. But he just released earlier this month, he did a video of four guys and $1 million cash in dollar bills, and the last person to have their hand holding the money, got the money.
Got $1 million.
Got $1 million.
Do you think they walked away actually taking the $1 million in $1 bills?
Yeah, so this was the – I don't think that, but this is the interesting thing. So after that, they did a follow-up video, which is like the guy who won, we're going to help him spend the $1 million. And
– if he's red barefoot, he's not spending
it. Well, this is what was very confusing about
it's
the whole
buckets.
Thing. Well, that's what I was hoping for because – it felt like it went into the sort of the classic thing of just buying consumer goods. He bought two cars and he bought, I'm just like, just settle down.
Spending $1 million in 24 hours was a follow-up video.
I wonder if it was in the fine print. Like he got Mr. Beast gets him to sign. It's like, if you actually win this, you got to spend it because you actually don't.
Well, the thing is he was saying, it's like, okay, so we're putting out of the $1 million, we've got to put 300,000 aside for you for tax.
Okay, I wonder.
That's so annoying.
Because so winnings. So in Australia, the winnings, you don't pay tax on winnings. You don't pay tax.
You
on
don't pay tax on Tatslotto.
No, not in Australia. Look that up.
Yeah, because I thought that was interesting. But anyway, seemed irresponsible buying it like $1 million. Not to sound pompous, but $1 million. Not that I have $1 million.
Yeah,
I've got $500,000. No, it's not much money now.
By the time you buy one Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple hundred grand, you're done.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, I think about like Tesla, right? I'd love to buy a Tesla, but I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I should own a house before I buy a luxury car.
No,
that's just in my mind. That's if you are buying a luxury car and renting.
Buying outright is what you're saying. Or like leasing.
See, that's the thing. The weirdness is, I guess, like look at Alex and Mimi who have had on the show. They were talking about like, oh, they rent everywhere. They don't buy. I wonder how many people who rent. That's like a very specific strategy.
Renting.
So that idea of I need to buy a house before I fucking buy a nice car.
Yeah.
Is predicated on the idea that you need to buy a house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that home ownership is important because otherwise if you reframed it and you're like, oh, buying a house is a bad investment, I mean, you wouldn't buy a car, would you?
No. I mean, you need somewhere to live. I mean, that's the Barefoot book is all about you need a roof over your head, so buy that.
Well, 97, you were talking about, like I remember a year ago, you're like, yeah, the boys, we're all getting together, we're buying a house. Yeah. Fucking Team 10.
Team 10.
Team 10.
Who the fuck is Shade?
I'm Logan. Yeah, where the fuck is Shade? What the fuck is Shade? Where are the fucking Shade? No, that was great. The YouTube channel. Where are they though? What's the deal, Sebs? Did you have a change of heart?
Probably a change in... It was probably just more of a realization of how long it'll take
to buy a house.
Yeah. Well, because and I guess the financial position it puts you in, because then you're paying rent or a mortgage or whatever.
Yeah. And so did you, because this is, you see articles or TV segments around this new thing, which is like co-owning homes with friends. Like people are like, oh, you know, young people can't afford houses now. So now they're like going in with mates.
God, it's going to be the right mates.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if one just decides to be a nomad and go overseas? Like, I'm done. I don't want to have a part of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, buying it with your partner. is, like, if you're not 100% sold on who you...
Well, I was thinking about, like, siblings the other day. Like, I had a moment, I was watching one of those Architectural Digest shows, and I think there were, like, two sisters who live together and, like, own a house together. I thought that's nice. Like, if you had
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the Greeks did it well. They just all own houses together. When they all live in them forever.
Pakistan, they've got like a whole system. So it's like you're the parents live with you until they die. And so they have multi-story houses. And the idea is like the old parents live at the bottom so they don't have to go upstairs. And then you live up the top.
I mean, cycle.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like you can get wealthier that way. Like, I think us being selfish fucks, not wanting to, I mean, you're doing, I mean, you're sort of doing it the opposite. Well, it's not the opposite way, but one day, do you think you would ever have a house and have your parents live in it? 97?
Nah, probably not. Oh, nah, it'd have to be detached.
Like a bungalow or like a nanny flat.
Yeah. But I mean, it'd have to be a nice nanny flat as well.
What about something around like, I wonder about these places that are like, you know, 10 acres and you have multiple houses. I wonder if that would actually, if you got along with your family and you still wanted your own space, if you sort of.
I mean, how far out are you willing to go these days? That's it.
I've been thinking about the bushfires and stuff.
Having to drive an hour every morning or like more than an hour if you're working in the city, like that would get really tiring. A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
And so it's. If your desire to own the home, if that's like your thing, then maybe it's right. But I think there's a lot of people who it's not their thing these days. They're wanting lifestyle or wanting inner city living, and it's so easy to read a book like Barefoots and sort of it's just a complete opposite thinking. And so it's, but there are some principles about it that are. Spot on about needing a home and the future, and it's a different time though because our parents, like if they bought, so for my parents and most of their generation is the nest egg is the home, it is their super.
Yeah,
they may have accumulated a couple hundred grand of super, but when they sell that home, there is their money. There is this for us. Even if we buy the home now, they're not going to have probably the growth that our parents. Like $1 million increase in property price. Do you think? Like, is a home going, like, my parents bought it for $86,000 30 something years later.
It's so annoying when you think about it.
$1.46 million. Yeah. And now it's worth $2 million. Like, if they hold it, they held on, it's worth over $2 million. Like, and so it's, but I can't see the growth being. But that house is $6 million in 45 years or something?
Well, that's the whole thing. You can look back and it's easy to like look back and be like, oh, you should do X, Y, and Z. It's that whole thing of if you invested the cost of an iPod when the iPod came out shares.
Is that Ryan John's video you're talking about?
He did something like that. They talk about like it's been one of those things like especially around technology and consumer goods like Tesla. I remember hearing some great advice. And I'm curious how much Apple stock is worth. So I remember in 2011 being really obsessed with Apple stock. And I think at the time it was around $216 maybe in 2011. What was
a lot of money.
2011?
Yeah. How much is it? Or was I wrong?
$60 USD.
No, fucked it. How much is it now?
$284.
Yeah. I mean like the amount of growth, like even, so that's even more, right? It's $80 or whatever in 2011 is what you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then compare that with 280 something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wonder what that actually, from a growth point of view.
You've got to be into it though. Like you were into tech.
Yeah.
And so you like, I think this is, and so it's so easy to get a bit annoyed when you're like, oh, that seems so obvious now. It's like the biggest company in the world.
But if I guess like part of it is if you get excited about things, it's like, man, I love this, this, and this, rather than spending money on the thing, spending money on the actual like buying a piece of the business. I think about like, I know a bunch of people who have bought into the whole marijuana thing, like stocks with this, because the idea is like when it becomes legalized in Australia, it's going to pop.
It might. It seems like a...
It seems very obvious.
It seems like it's obvious, but is it?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I had a thought. I've lost it. I'm stoned. I'm not.
The finance thing and trying to work out what the right thing to do is, like, that's the big, the big question.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about it's being an employee. You can see the ceiling of your earning capacity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like if you're a social media manager, you've got your wages, like may increase 10, 15 grand over the space, and you could move to a executive position. I mean, having a business or investments are really only the way to get super rich, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I guess the question then becomes, like, do you want to be super rich? What does wealth mean?
I mean, super rich, like, for, I think, even if it wasn't super rich, it's I want to own a home. I want to be able to travel.
Mm-hmm. Just think about how many homes there are.
It's a lot.
That's always like, I always think about it. It's like you just drive down any street. And it's like, because like we can obsess over home ownership, but then you look at all the houses and it's like, are all these people like happy? Like that's the fucked up bit.
Yeah. I mean, look at Bulleen. That half the properties are probably bought 20 years, more. It's a high Italian population there. It's like they probably thought, fuck, this is a nice area. It's just outside the city.
Near beautiful. Veneto Club.
Just great. Look at, got some views of the city. Onto it.
97, have you thought about when you get really old, when you're 50 plus?
Mm. All the 50 real plus old, people listening. Yeah. Sorry, Craig. I mean,
really old. Really old 50 plus.
It's when I said to someone, it's like,
for 97, but I was.
Have you
seen
what Mark Wahlberg looks like?
Yeah, so like that's 50. That's what you're planning.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the 50 plus thing. The reason I said that was because I went like really old and I thought it's getting a bit silly if I ask you what like you can do in your 80s because I think that's a little bit hard. But 50, the reason I say 50 is because it's like you actually, it's you, you've got everything that you still have, like you can do everything. It's not like old folks home style. When you're 50 plus.
You know you can go to a
you've a got home. Mobility at 50.
Not a home. You can go to
retirement village.
Retirement villages at late 50s. Mm.
No, I get that. Which your parents are doing it, aren't they, or no?
At some point they will. But it's not
My auntie Maureen has it like in she had a place in Blair Gowrie and then moved into a retirement village. And it's sort of
it's like- It's not a nursing home.
Yeah, it's trendy as fuck, right? Like the nice ones or whatever and it's like- And the funny thing is I feel like every old person at the place thinks that everyone else is old but except them. You know, it's like, oh yeah, they gave me this emergency button in case I fall. What do they think?
I went to my auntie's in one and it's lovely. I went. Mm-hmm. We went to like a high tea that they do every month on a Sunday, cakes galore.
Yum.
And- never seen so much grey hair in my life.
Yeah.
Just, it is, they're all, yeah, it was a good vibe. But I mean, I honestly don't see myself there at all.
Well,
I see myself just fucking breaking a hip on the beach or something.
Well, because you can still go to the beach. I guess that the, but maybe that, because they're quite a high price point, right? It's the equivalent of what Happy Harry's doing with the student accommodation. In some ways, you're paying a price, like, someone's making cash out of this thing.
A lot of them, the way they work, it's a percentage of your net worth.
Yeah.
And so it could be a 30%, which is how much you need to give to get your property and then selling it. Some of them are different. You buy and then sell. And so a lot of them, it's like geared to break even, get the money back at some point. But that's some are, I mean, it's a lot of money. So the, fuck, it's... It's a lot to think about at this point. I mean, when you've got no money.
Yeah. Sebs, what do you think? Like when you look at when you're 50 plus, not old, just 50 not plus. Old,
just 50 plus.
What's a day in the life of Mason at 50?
Yeah, maybe like a gym, swim and sauna in the morning.
Yeah.
Kids there. There are kids there, but they're probably...
Not yours.
They're old and no. They're, I mean, they're probably like 20, almost 20 years old, or something like that.
So having kids at 30,
between 16 and 20, I reckon.
That means you're having kids in the next 6 years, 7 years.
Nah, in the next 10 years.
In the 10 years, he's 20.
Yeah, but if he wants to sort of get it going.
If you said the ages were 16, as long as 16, specifics. That means that you would be what, 34?
Yeah.
Are you retired, mate?
Nah, I don't think I'd retire.
So the reality is, most people aren't going to retire. Like, think about
what is retirement. Look up the definition of retirement, please.
No longer working. As in, you don't, you are living off the money that you've accumulated over the years. It could be a superannuation or it could be some kind of
401k if you're in the US.
And then you actually no longer work.
Mm. It definitely doesn't appeal to me. I like the idea. What are you laughing at?
I don't like the idea of retirement either.
I think that it would be, you just do the work that you love. Yeah. 100% you just do what you love. Like, because you could just set up projects, but then also because you're not retired, but you're just like older, you don't have to necessarily worry as much about like the outcome because you're going to die eventually. We're all going to die eventually.
I mean, it depends if you get kids and a family.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Maybe that's it. So I'm imagining.
No kids, no family.
Well, no. I'm just imagining like more.
You can have a pet. Maybe you have a pet. You could take your pet for a walk, dog for a walk.
No, so I reckon like I like the idea of community stuff. I like the idea of being like I want to finish your day though because I feel like we haven't seen the whole thing because the sauna and all that, you're just describing what you already do.
it's probably my perfect day somewhere like at the beach or something like that. Maybe Byron Bay or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Byron Bay?
No, I've never been to Byron Bay. It just looks nice.
All right.
Got the family, got the kids, gym and sauna in the morning, and then I mean you're financially free enough to be able to be doing a job or doing something that you love doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what that is. Maybe catch up with a few oldies, just a few.
50's not old, dude.
A few 60-year-olds, just
shit.
60, 61 and 60-year-olds, just.
There's a high chance we're still your boss. what you're doing is talking about your whip.
We're doing the whip.
No, I think there's something funny about like, because when probably the difference, because there's the age gap, you feel the age gap now.
Mm.
But when I think you get to 35.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to 45. Feels less of a thing, don't you think?
You'll still be 60.
I feel less of an age gap with Jules Lund. He's 40.
That's what I was thinking.
And we were out the other night and I referenced someone as a young bloke and he's lost it because he's like, I'm the young bloke and I am the youngest when I hang out with those guys, but I don't feel it anymore. Like when I was in my 20s, I felt like the young kid being with all these guys.
Definitely.
But now it's like you edge closer. I don't know. What happens?
Well, I think that, because I was born in 1990, my friends that are born in 1980, when I was like 21, they felt fucking old.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I feel like this is like getting close to like being 29 and nearly 30, all of a sudden like you fucking go like, no joke, the other day at a party, we were talking about glasses, and then we talked about private health. Just about private health.
This is the home banter like you would have at a retirement.
Yeah, just like, oh, what's the deal with private health? I use it a fair bit. Like, you know, these glasses, you know.
Specsavers 2 for $1.99. Just.
Oh, God. Sorry, 50-year-olds. You're not old.
And so, no, yeah. So
we're 20 years away from it.
No, but I'm excited. I don't want to wish my life away.
Yeah.
But I think that I'm probably going to be a better 50-year-old than I am a 29-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hope that we've been able to generate something that gives us financial freedom to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be fucking in a suit.
I just want to, yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to
minimal aesthetic.
Just
turtleneck.
One project.
Turtleneck.
Maybe they're back in. They could be back in. Hey, quickly before we go, fuck, the media are savage. Speaking of Byron Bay, Chris Hemsworth, his nice pad up there. He basically just wants Chris Hemsworth life. He's described it, lives near the beach, trains every morning, drinks healthy smoothies. I mean, Chris Hemsworth has got it dialed in. there was an article by the Daily Snail that said Chris Hemsworth and Elsa, his wife, raise eyebrows with Byron Bay locals as a fleet of water trucks for their $1 million garden arrive at their new mega mansion amid bushfire and drought crisis. Like, it's so triggering. They're saying that while these other people don't have water, they're living their privileged life at their mansions.
$1 million garden.
My dad's done a million dollar garden. It's not on plants. You're not spending $1 million on plants.
What, a sculpture?
It's everything. Water work. Grass. Everything. Retaining walls.
It is so hyperbolic. Like even the describing anything, like putting a price on anything is always like, punters love, like we love getting behind a big number. Yeah. It's like, mate, do you hear that? He makes $1 million a year. What the fuck?
Anyway, he posted this and he wrote lies. He said, this is a complete lie. Normally, I wouldn't respond to false articles like this, but it bothers me a lot. The water trucks was purely for drinking water because like everyone in the region who is not connected to town water, we have run out of potable water due to the drought. None of my garden is fed by drinking water. Thanks for your concern. He's fucking pissed. I mean, he didn't address his $1 million garden, so we know he has got it. He didn't say that. Mm. But seriously.
He just needs one of those little bore water and use signs, could be right. No? Yeah. I can love a good bore water and use sign.
Yeah, I mean, people are triggered. Yeah, bore water and use. I can just go for days.
Yeah, go for days. It's bore water. Taking it in. No. Whoop. It sounds very sulfury. Is it sulfide, whatever it's called?
You don't want to drink it.
A recommendation before we go, Morning Wars, the Apple TV Plus, the finale was the couple of weeks ago. Mm. Very good. The reason I bring it up is because it emulates life a lot to the point where there is a network ahead of a TV network who's pissed off because the network that he owns did a news story about rich people hiring independent firefighters to protect their properties, which actually happened. That was the whole Kardashian thing did that, where they were basically when the fires were happening in Malibu or, you know, all those areas.
Calabasas.
Yeah, they were all paying firefighters, which
makes sense if you got the money, why not?
Yeah. And they saved a bunch of houses around them as well. But what a crazy, this whole fire thing.
All around the world.
It's making me think around the like the regional living. It's something you just have to be ready for. And so this-
Barefoot lost his house?
Yeah.
And being at his- you've been to his property. Mm-hmm. It could happen again.
Yeah.
And I asked him about like a fire shelter and he's like, nah, they're not worth it. Mm. You get like only a certain amount of time in the shelter.
Yeah.
With
how
oxygen.
How do you know when to come back up?
Oh, fuck knows. Your CCTV's melted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no good.
So Steve's getting all the buckets ready. Filling them up.
Who's on tomorrow's show?
We've got Belinda Wall.
Oh, good mate. Brand Amplified is her business and she's been a massive supporter and gronk of the show. So enjoy that and we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.